Ellen Bollinger, Legal Director, Food Research and Action Center.
Thank you. And so this week, the House and Senate both have passed the Farm Bill, and it's being moved on to the President's desk. Just to start off, tell me some of your initial thoughts about the Farm Bill passing.
Well, it's really, I think, a testament to the important coalition that understands the safety net that matters both for farmers and for hungry people who need some assistance getting the food that the farmers grow. So I think one of the reasons that it passed is just that lawmakers recognize the needs of all of those constituencies, and so many groups came together to help educate lawmakers about the importance of the Farm Bill safety net.
And SNAP has obviously been one of the biggest sticking points, and I know that's something you've been following closely. So tell me why that has been such a big issue and some of your thoughts about the changes in the bill.
At the end of the day, I think that lawmakers recognize that SNAP does have a proven track record at being an effective way to get food assistance to needy people, but it in fact is efficient. It gets benefits out on electronic benefit transfer cards. Those are redeemed at grocery stores. It serves large numbers of people when need is greatest. It responds quickly to changes in need, whether that's when the recession deepened and more people needed to turn to assistance, or during disaster. And of course, unfortunately this year, we've seen lots of natural disasters. And we've seen people, whether it's because of hurricanes or wildfires, need that assistance. And at the end of the day, I think lawmakers came to realize that the program has been working. It rejected some very radical proposals that came from one political party in one of the chambers. And I think by the end of the debate, people recognized that those views were out of step, not only with the majority in Congress and the majority among the public, but were really out of step with the record for the program, how it operates, and what's working.
The changes in the bill, what are your thoughts on those? Are you pleased with everything you're seeing related to SNAP?
Well, we certainly would have preferred a bill that went further in combating hunger. But I would echo what one of the conferees, Congressman Jim McGovern from Massachusetts, said. And the most important thing about the bill is that it does not make hunger worse. It preserves SNAP, which is the most important lifeline for hungry people, and it doesn't make it worse. It unfortunately, of course, leaves benefit levels very low. It doesn't cover everybody who might be in need, and those who do get it still are going to have benefits that are quite modest. The average benefits are only about $4 a person a day, so it's by no means a program that's adequate right now as it's funded to do as much as it could to combat hunger in the country. And we do have about 40 million people who have to worry about where the next meal is coming from, or whether they'll have enough on the plate, whether or not they'll have to cut back for one or more people in the household in terms of what they can get. So we're not done with the policy making with respect to achieving greater gains in combating hunger and poverty in this country. But nonetheless, given the political environment and given the proposals that would have slashed $20 billion in SNAP food benefits over 10 years, to come out where the Congress came out, we're really quite pleased that they did listen to the stakeholders who tried to educate them about what was in the bill.
And adding off of what you said, that there is some more work to do in the future, what would you like to see happen in the coming years?
Well, one of the bills that we supported this year, H.R. 1276, was an anti-hunger bill that Congresswoman Alma Adams, who's a member of the Agriculture Committee in the House, she's from North Carolina, had proposed. And that bill would have improved benefit levels. It would have been a benefit boost for all of the households that are on SNAP, but done some extra boosting for families that are struggling to afford both heating and eating, and also would have helped seniors considerably more. Some seniors in this country only qualify for $15 a month in SNAP benefits, and that bill would have brought it up to a better level than that. So there is more work to be done, and we were pleased that so many organizations around the country joined us in supporting H.R. 1276. 117 members of the House co-sponsored that bill. So we do think that more and more members have been getting educated about the need to boost SNAP benefits, and we're hopeful that in the next Congress we can build on that support.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
Sometimes people, when they saw how far apart the political parties were on this, and actually not even the political parties, it was one faction in the House that was really at odds with its counterparts in the House and at odds with the bipartisan Senate bill. I think sometimes there was a tendency to ask, well, where is the compromise going to be, and where will they find something in the middle? And at the end of the day on SNAP, people really came back to what's the record, what's worked, and it didn't play out as a political game in the way that I think sometimes people assumed that it would, that, well, if there's one faction that is over here and the other groups are somewhere else, won't they have to meet in the middle? And fortunately, that's not what happened. The lawmakers took a good, hard look at what it takes to run efficient and effective programs in the country, what's good for farmers, what's good for consumers, and they didn't just settle like game playing down the middle. They went with a much better result.